Hi, my name is Pam Ferris, missing BVD, just like everybody else. Big way. If it wasn't for BVD, I wouldn't be in this market, period. I just happened to cruise into it at a moment when Bruce started the X. Well, I did have a date with Bruce once, and this was for what he would call the Ding Dong Hall of Fame Awards. And it was the year 2000. And we both knew that we were going to go at the same time. So we got the same flight. We got rooms next to each other, kind of planned on having some fun, hanging out at the pool, and going to the Hall of Fame Awards at the same time. After the Hall of Fame Awards, it was pretty funny because we sat in the lounge. I only remember a couple of us being there. And of course, BVD, the way he would tell stories in his own way, he told us a real good story, one that was very memorable to me. He told a story about someone that we all know and love in a very special way. It was heartwarming. It was heart-throbbing to hear it. And the ones that were there, well, they carry this story as well. And I have never heard this story reiterated in any way in the way that BVD told it. So this goes with BVD. It goes up into the universe along with BVD. I know what the story was about. Two of the people that I know that were there also share this story, but it will never be revealed. Why? Well, simply because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and it'll go with me too when I pass as well, and I share my time in the universe with BVD. Oh, by the way, when we came home, this was the funny part in the airport. Because we received our big old kind of granite pyramid-shaped Hall of Fame awards. And I put mine in my luggage, and I had no problem. But BVD wanted to take his with him on board the plane. Well, the TSA at that time, and remember, this is before 9/11. They wanted to make sure and see what this was composed of. So it held us back, and we had to wait. And they were trying to scan it and see through it, figuring that there had to be something, a device of some sort inserted in this huge award. But no, there wasn't. But we just had to wait and twiddle our thumbs for a while, waiting for the TSA to finally figure out this is nothing but a big piece of granite. So it was kind of funny because if he had put it in his luggage, we would have been on time getting on the flight. But we weren't. But, you know, we still love BVD. That's the way he was and still remains in our hearts today. Love you, BVD. Always will.